It is Dan, Neil and Sean for a review of the season so far. Gents, I'll take a bit of temperature first, I think. See how you're feeling about things, given the week that Liverpool have just had where they suffered three defeats going into the international break. There's been all manner of reactions to that, Neil, from, you know, calls for calm heads to people somehow thinking the manager is some kind of snake oil salesman. The fixtures coming up are going to be quite interesting in terms of you do just feel it's not until after the next run of games where it does actually break a little bit for Liverpool, and by that time you're going into December almost. Slot's got this thing now, hasn't he, where it's almost a question of rotation versus problem solving versus the lessons he learned from the year before. The temptation, I guess, to quick fix tactically and through personnel as well in game. So it's quite a test of him as a Liverpool manager that we probably haven't seen before in terms of his character and his management.
So I think two things can be the case at once, which is you can have this be difficult for the manager. We can have the be a situation, well, more than two things, but we can have a situation where there's a number of players who are finding things tricky, but also my temperature has cooled a great deal since Saturday at 5:30. Saturday at 5:30, I was hugely concerned that there was a lot to worry about. Well, when the final whistle goes, I think just being a little clearer on, first and foremost, the difficulty of the opponents. They lost the previous week at home after going down to 10 men. And as I've been saying repeatedly, that was the only league game they've lost in the calendar year. They were ahead at the point at which they go down to 10 men as well, and they're obviously a weird club and they've got their issues and I don't like them particularly, but what they carry is a very specific threat in wide areas, a really solid midfield, and they were having a bit of a defensive crisis and none of us fancy the goalkeeper, and that's absolutely fine and it's perfectly valid to say Liverpool should have offered a bit more. But I'm sort of left and looking at the run of games, all of them, even including Southampton in the League Cup. And it's perfectly reasonable to say that Liverpool haven't played well enough, but it is not reasonable to say that Liverpool haven't played well.